Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is speed the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1 Matt Johnny says that he's been a therapist for the last 30 years, and that nearly 90% of his patients are liberals. But why are so many liberals mentally ill? Is it because whatever cause they are fighting for goes against the wiring of the human mind? Or is it because leftoid socialist ideology is attractive to lazy and weak people that want to take from others and give to themselves? Also remember that those liberals going to therapy are just pushing up the cost of healthcare services for the rest of us. Up next, as Queen says that Shrek's trans ogre daughter is literally her. That's not exactly something to be proud of, and I disagree with her statement. The ogre is a lot prettier and probably smells a lot better as well. But I don't think she cares, and is just comparing herself to the ogre for attention. The only thing they have in common is the red hair. Number 3 demographers are cheering, saying that Spain's birth rate is looking up thanks to immigration. Now due to the divorce rates, which are around 60% in Spain, and 64% in Portugal. Also, fixing the birth rates through mass migration only works temporarily, and then after that leads to catastrophic socioeconomic problems. Good luck, everybody. Looks like Spain's population is being replaced by low IQ people from Africa. Problem solved. Time for a siesta. Moving on, one of the stars from Sex and the City, Cynthia Dixon, reveals that her son, her sister's kid, and her friend's kid are all trans. A trans child is like a vegan cat. We all know who really made that decision. On the bright side, at least they won't breed. I can't wait for the day when the first trans kid takes out their celebrity mother with a boomstick because of what they did to them. Of course, you just know that it'll be a man that gets blamed for that when it happens. Number 5, and speaking of crazy ladies, Pink here is demanding that pro-life Americans never listen to her music again. But who even listens to Pink anymore? She hasn't been relevant in almost 25 years. Maybe it's time to call women like this pro-death instead of pro-choice. I would say I'm pro-choice, but can't people just use condoms or the morning after pill? I think my Pink listening experience begins and ends with Get This Party Started. Up next, is it justified that you leave no tip or takeout or carry away food? Absolutely. But these days, companies are trying feminine shaming tactics by putting screens in front of you while you're in line, paying for your food, where the people behind you can see what kind of cheapskate you are if you don't leave that 25% tip. I don't mind paying 15% at a sit-down restaurant, if the service is good. But I don't actually want to be held hostage and emotionally manipulated to do so. But I'll tip drivers that have to pay for gas to come over and deliver my food. Number 7, this guy's delighted because he just left his wife and stepkids. He can do whatever he likes with whoever he likes, whenever he likes. Welcome to going your own way. The single mom wanted a servant slave, and now she's lost him, and he's free like Spartacus. Her kids sound spoiled, and the only reason he was taking care of them is because he wanted to smash their mother. I would feel dirty trying to replace a bunch of kids' father. Women aren't in it for love. They're in it for the help. Moving on, America supplied the first 3 guys with weapons, and then they ended them. Will they do the same to Zelensky? But one of these 4 guys is not a Muslim, so he won't suffer the same fate, if you catch my drift. He'll take the billions he stole and retire in Israel. He's basically a made man. The truth is that America creates its own enemies as a distraction, because if they didn't, then the American people might revolt against their own governments. Number 5, here's the difference between what happens to your dog when you die and what happens to your girlfriend when you die. She's not your girl. It's just your turn. Good boys, on the other hand, get sad when you leave them. They're bonded to you and get separation anxiety, unlike the women you're boinking. She bonded to Chad, who smashed and dashed her decades ago. It's also fitting that women like this are getting a doggy styles. More than likely, when you die, that dog will be behind your girlfriend instead of that guy. Up next, speaking of boinking, this woman's husband lets her boink other men while he's home with the kids. They even have a YouTube series called Unconventional Arrangements. So this article is just the thinly veiled ad for their YouTube channel. He looks like just the type that would actually allow his partner to do this. I wonder if he flops them down as well. Both him and the wife are ugly. They must not keep mirrors in the house in case they break them just by looking at them. Number 11, this doctor ends himself after a court grants his wife $15,000 a month in child support. And I'm sure that the ex-wife is probably already complaining that she's the victim in this case. Maybe he should have ended her and the judge first. I'm not condoning that, but if that's the child support, then just imagine how much he's paying in alimony. Between the payments and most likely paying for student loans, his life was over anyway. Moving on, what's a conspiracy that you are convinced is true? I'd say that Alex Jones is secretly a CIA or Mossad agent. But then again, he wouldn't actually be banned from YouTube and Facebook if he was. I think a better conspiracy theory is that Alex Jones is actually Bill Hicks. The resemblance is uncanny. Over the last 5 to 10 years, almost every conspiracy theory has come true. I still think that Trudeau is Fidel Castro's son. Number 13, so there I was scrolling through Wax when this pops up in my feed. I don't follow Kamala or her husband Doug Emhoff, yet someone somehow thought that I cared about Kamala getting her junk food ready for the Oscars. Maybe X thought I wanted to see this because I like pretty girls. You just know that in her mind she's also there on stage with them winning the award for the lead actress in a failed production. Either that or award for best unintentional comedy winner. Up next, the UK continues to go crazy. Now a high court rules that calling a man bald is the same as commenting on a woman's breasts. So what word would you prefer instead? Unhaired. I can't wait to see men being forced to wear bikini tops in the UK next. And this is the country that's going to fight a ground war in Ukraine. My, how the West has fallen. The people in the UK are so sensitive to everything these days. Number 15 looks like drinking will die with Gen Z. Booze-free bars are a trend in New York where people sip zero-proof cocktails and play sober trivia. So what are they drinking? Apple juice and orange juice, perhaps? Maybe pop. If this catches on, it looks like there won't be any more bars and nightclubs going forward. Heaven help us if we're going full Demolition Man. Soon the only way to get drunk will be drinking massive amounts of mouthwash. How long do you think those so-called bars will be able to stay in business? Moving on, Steven Spielberg was only 26 when he made Jaws. And Michael Jordan was only 24 when he recorded Thriller. Maybe smart men need to give up their dreams when they get older. Ray Kroc, though, on the other hand, was 50 before he hit it big with McDonald's. No pun intended. And what about Colonel Sanders? He was in his 60s and went through over 100 investors before he became successful, too. I'm convinced that people in their 20s up to their mid to late 30s make the best artists. But after you get into your 40s, you can't push your body and mind without ending up in an early grave. Case in point, Michael Jackson and Prince. Number 17, here's what girls look like on Instagram, trying to get both their face and behind in the same selfie. There's an easy fix for this. All it requires is a sink and a mirror. This is worse than when they travel to someplace beautiful and take a picture of themselves in front of it. Talk about being narcissistic and talking up your assets. Up next, Doreen has a body count of over 30, and her boyfriend has stopped communicating with her since she told him this. She's wondering if it means he's tired of her. He's probably thinking that she's lying and that her body count is actually over 100. Because over 30 isn't exactly accurate. He can't look at her with love anymore. What really surprises me that she even made it to the boyfriend stage at this point. She's a catch. What guy doesn't want that? Number 19, apparently Adam Sandler showed up for this year's Oscars wearing this. Looks like he understands that no one takes the Oscar seriously anymore. Also remember that he's worth north of $400 million. But maybe he was channeling his inner John Fetterman because he showed up at the presidential inauguration wearing this. I think it's all about trying to look like the average guy so that the public likes you. Either that or you're just lazy. Moving on, someone please explain women's fantasies to me. 62% of them fantasize about having foresex. But I bet only if he's a good-looking man. Many women I've been with wanted me to choke them and be violent. Or just have my way with force and without asking. But again, they only want that from the man that they're attracted to. But not all women. And if a woman asks you to back off, when you initiate that particular maneuver, then you back off. Number 21, here's that look on your face when you finally make it to the middle class and then inflation gets so high that it makes you lower class again. It makes me wonder why the powers that don't want you to be are doing this. Is it because they can't spend money endlessly without printing money and causing inflation? Or is it because they want to limit social mobility and help the upper classes get even wealthier? And even if you do beat the inflation, Trump talks tariffs and wrecks your asset prices and makes you poor that way. Up next, looks like Christopher Nolan has gone woke. He hired Lupita here to play Athena, the goddess of war in the Odyssey. I should have been concerned when I saw that unnecessary sex scene in Oppenheimer. It didn't push the story forward and was just way too distracting. I'm guessing this will pretty much be the same. Athena was a Greek goddess. This casting is bad, but it's not as disappointing to me as when they cast Death as a black woman, as opposed to that hot goth chick on the left. I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks that Sophie Thatcher would have been perfect for that role instead of wasting her in Yellow Jackets. Number 23, Joy Behar, admitted to lying about Elon Musk and begs not to be sued. Knowing Elon, he probably didn't even know who she was or what she said until she apologized, only now making herself a target. Is it me or does she look ugly on both the inside and on the outside? I hope that Elon ends her career and destroys The View and gets it pulled from the air. Moving on, here's the difference between when a man needs help versus when a girl does. Being a white knight simp is in men's DNA and women help other women because of female-owned group preference. The only person that might love a man unconditionally is his mother, but usually while he's very young. Remember, guys, that MGTOW is the only option in these times. If you want kids, hire a surrogate. If you want a wife or girlfriend, they won't be there when you need them, unless you're a Chad. Number 25 and the last one, who's your favorite Pokemon? Obviously it's Pikachu Hooters. But just be careful catching this one because I hear she slaps back and might even tease you to help add to the realism. I'm sure that all the Pokemon are willing to get caught by the right Chad. But if you're not tall and good looking enough, you can't play this game. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.